Welcome to Life Quest Liberty, live in-depth conversations with today's top writers, editors, and spiritual leaders concerning religious freedom around the world. On today's broadcast, we'll examine local and international factors that may be impacting your right to worship and obey God as your conscience dictates. I'm your Life Quest Liberty host, Charles Mills. When do my rights eclipse yours? Does what I believe override what you believe? Who's in charge here, my God or yours? These are questions being bantered about these days with increasing intensity. Civil rights versus free expression. How do we find our way forward? Here to help us is Lincoln Steed, editor of Liberty Magazine. Lincoln, what do we need to know?
Yeah, this is worth discussing.
Oh, my.
Yes. And let me start with a rather odd introduction. We had a religious liberty meeting recently. I won't say of who or where. I won't name that. But we were discussing how we respond to a wide range of things. And a couple of people were quite stirred up about the injustice that we see in the way people are being handled as they're deported or rounded up for deportation in the U.S.
Right.
And there were some extreme statements made, and one of the lawyers who was with the group got quite startled by it, and he said, "This is not right." He says, you're advocating illegal action, breaking the law." Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone was directly. We're all law-abiding people. But it started a really wild sort of a to and fro, and he got offended and left. And
right.
After he left, a couple of other people said, "Yes, we need to decide ahead of time. This is how we're going to stand in this situation." And it just reminded me that this age-old question that the Bible poses, whether it is better to obey God or man, mm-hmm. will rise up regularly when we're talking about religious liberty. But really, for any Christian, it should be a bottom-line point that they need to decide ahead of time.
Absolutely.
Now, what you're talking about in the introduction, I'm sure, was that in this increasing national debate over enforcing residency requirements and so on, the Attorney General made a statement that really got a lot of Christians going. This is what he said. He said, "I would cite you to the Apostle Paul and his clear and wise command in Romans 13 to obey the laws of the government because God has ordained the government for his purposes."
Yeah, I've heard that.
Now, writing to Seventh-day Adventists a century ago, Ellen White said, first of all, we should obey the law, but then she said, at the end of time, when things get rather tough, she said, many people within the church and without the church will cite the Bible that you should obey anything. You know, you should go along with unjust laws. Mm-hmm. And I think the Attorney General overstepped his mark there. Not that we should dismiss laws. He's certainly showing a good way and standing up for the laws when his boss even is inclined otherwise.
That's true.
And has criticized him for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, when there's an injustice, we need to speak out and sometimes even act out on it. It's relatively easy for most people to sort of swallow hard and accept the Attorney General's statement when we keep telling ourselves we live in a democratic, free country. But I don't think too many people would abide for long, say, Saddam Hussein or someone getting up and saying, "You obey us because your holy book says that, you know, in spite of the fact that we'll restrict your practice of religion, we'll require this and that and the other of you." No, I think in the extreme cases, it's sort of obvious that we don't, as Christians, just do anything that any authority tells us.
And it seems to me, Lincoln, as I hear you talking about this, that there is such a belief, especially in this country, that the government and God are basically either one or should be one, that what the government says is what God should say. Are we on track for that, or is something happening that's tearing that apart?
Well, we're reverting to that sort of a model, which has always been a besetting, if not a sin, then a problem in American society, because, you know, the American history has been colored by a strong religious input with different groups fleeing persecution in other countries. It's not why the country was founded, but there's no question they colored its view. The Puritan view that this was an exceptional country has continued. Manifest Destiny has a sort of a ring of God is behind the whole endeavor.
Yeah.
and even comments that are made periodically that to me sound very jingoistic ultimately have a sort of a religious ring. For example, that no U.S. president should ever apologize for what America does. Sometimes apologies are well in order. Doesn't make you bad or evil. But if you're thinking that this is somewhat of a divinely inspired and authorized nation, then yes, maybe you can't apologize for it. So I think the Attorney General was invoking this rather high-handed, theologically incorrect view of any government, but in particular the United States.
When we listen to these people say these things, what should be our response? I mean, you're saying that we should obey God rather than man. I mean, the Bible says that, and I've heard you say that as well. Are there things in place in our government, in this country, let's just talk about America, in this country, that are anti-God, that we just should not obey right off the books? And if we should not obey them, are we free to break another law in our disobeying of the first law we're not wanting to keep?
Well, I'll answer you by appealing to a great historical figure, Martin Luther King Jr.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's pretty much a national hero now, correctly. And he wrote this. He says, "One may well ask, how can you advocate breaking some laws and obeying others?" Mm-hmm. That's what's going on here.
Right, right.
I mean, no rational person would ever recommend disobeying a waterfront of laws. Even in corrupt country, even in a country that is despotically ruled, you do need rule and law and order to maintain some sort of regular operations of society.
Right.
So I don't think that's at root. But what he says, one may well ask, how can you advocate breaking some laws and obeying others? The answer lies in the fact that there are two types of laws, and we need to understand this. Him continuing, he says, just and unjust. I would be the first to advocate obeying just laws. One has not only a legal but a moral responsibility to obey just laws. Conversely, one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws. And I think that cuts through it all in a nutshell.
In other words, if the government says, you know, your neighbor is not staying up with what the government says, so you need to go over there and steal everything he has, and if he has a problem, take him out. That would be an unjust law, right?
Of course.
Okay, but then how about this? The government comes to you and says, look, we do not believe you should open your store on Sundays because this is a day of rest. You must not open your door on Sundays. No one is killed. No one is hurt. That is not an unjust law. That's just simply a law, like the speed limit on the highway, like you can't rob from your neighbor, you can't pollute the waters. That's a just law, yet we hear a lot of people saying, if they say that, I'm willing to die and keep my store open on Sunday. What do you say on that?
Well, you sound like Justice Scalia.
Yeah.
he set things on a wrong track, according to many religious liberty commentators, mm-hmm. by leading the charge on a Supreme Court action called the Smith case and restricted the use of Indians to use peyote mm-hmm. in religious ceremonies.
Right.
And the argument was that this was just a generally applicable law, not targeted at religious practice. Of course, it restricted their religious practice. And I think in those cases, your conscience is your guide. And if your conscience says God has asked me to do otherwise, then you do disobey it.
You mean God has told you to keep your store open on Sunday in this case?
Well,
no, come on. That can't be.
But it comes back to conscience.
Well, it comes back to conscience, yes, and which day you believe to be the day of rest. But I'm saying that sometimes the government will come at us with unjust laws. And I hear you saying those are the ones we're supposed to not follow. But when the government comes at you with laws that are just, you just don't like them, or your conscience says that Sunday is not a day of rest and I can keep my store open, there's no just and unjust here. That's simply a law of the land. Are we supposed to treat that as if it's an unjust law?
It's a little closer, though, to early Adventists who believed in the Seventh-day Sabbath, and they were then penalized for working on their farms on Sunday.
Yes.
To me, that
yes.
wasn't a religious day at all.
Right.
It was a generally applicable law, but it was not a neutral law. It was designed to honor a false day of worship according to the Bible and Seventh-day Adventists.
Right. Another side of the same coin would be, you know, you have to work on your day of rest. Well, now that my conscience would say, no, my Bible says, you know, I'm not supposed to work on that day. I'm supposed to rest on that day and worship God. So that becomes an unjust law via my conscience. But some of the laws that are happening here that people are saying are unjust really aren't unjust. They're just not convenient.
And we need to keep the distinction. And in our meeting, I tried to make the distinction. I don't think anyone understood it. I think it's reprehensible the way certain agents, perhaps with instructions from on higher up in the government,
yes,
have treated many of these detainees.
Yes, yes.
But that's a different thing from the right of a government, any government, to have laws that regulate, in this case, who's a citizen, who lives here, and so on. That in itself is not an unjust or a just law. It's just rules and regulations for running a country where they get feedback from citizens. Mm-hmm. So we've got to be careful. I don't myself think there's any real rationale for Christians or any other people of faith to question the current rules of the U.S. as far as immigration.
Good, good. All right.
They might have an individual right. Mm-hmm. As a citizen, they object to the policy. But I don't particularly see these laws as unjust. But there's no question in their application. I think we've all got a fairly good inkling. This new administration started with the premise of racism.
Yes.
To apply the execution of these laws. Although at root, they're not racist.
Okay, now I understand what you're saying here. Sometimes the laws are not just or unjust. They're just carried out justly or unjustly. Is that what I hear you saying?
Right. You can complain about inhuman treatment that involved not seeing another human being as worthy of the legal protection. But that doesn't mean the laws are wrong. There's things about public nuisance and allowing people to call in and they feel a threat, something's going on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that muddying the issue at the moment. But Christians in particular, I think, really need to gear up for when there are unjust laws that are also, of course, by their very execution,
yes, yes,
unchristian and immoral and violent.
Well, Lincoln, I like what you're saying here, because sometimes we blame the law when it really isn't the law. It's the application of the law. It's the method that the government or the people or the church or whatever is using to apply that law where the issue is. Do I have that correct in my mind?
Absolutely. That's the message I want to get across today.
All right. Very good. Lincoln Steed, editor of Liberty Magazine, thank you so much for sharing your heart today on these topics here. Very important for all of us to understand and know. Until next time, this is Charles Mills, along with Lincoln Steed, editor of Liberty Magazine, inviting you to rest in the freedom of God's love. Goodbye, everyone. If you'd like more information about LifeQuest Liberty, call 443-391-7258 or email us through our website at libertymagazine.org. Join us again next week at this same time as we examine more of the threats and challenges facing your religious freedom. May God keep the flames of liberty burning in your heart today.